This is your Northwest Report for Friday, March 10th. I'm David Sparks, and I don't recall the amount of rhetoric, planning, and debate going into the 2014 Farm Bill as there has been going into this one for 2018. It may be primarily stimulated by tougher times for farmers, but AgriPulse.com is reporting that as groups get ready for the next Farm Bill push, agricultural producers want to go to Capitol Hill with a unified voice. Illinois farmer Ron Moore says groups should learn from the lessons that came out of the 2014 Farm Bill.
As we go forward in discussing this new Farm Bill, we want to make sure that we speak clearly, forcefully, and in a unified manner to make sure that this legislation gets passed. In the previous Farm Bill, it took a little bit longer than anybody expected because we weren't speaking in a unified manner. We want to work on that this time.
Moore says he wants to protect risk management programs, in particular the county option for agricultural risk coverage.
The majority of farmers in the United States use our county, and we want to keep that program as an option in this next Farm Bill.
Elsewhere, farmers, ranchers, and forest owners can do business with the USDA from the comfort and convenience of their own home 24/7. This is a result of the launch of two new websites operated by the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service and the USDA Farm Service Agency. They used to say better living through chemistry, now it's better living through the Internet. David Sparks.